Exercise change.
What are some of the most common barriers that challenge your motivation to change around exercise? And the second part to that question is, what are your thoughts on how to manage those situations?
Okay, I think the first part is I think that openness, the vulnerability.
Okay.
I think if you're not open to change and that vulnerability is not there, then you'll just keep putting excuses and roadblocks.
Okay.
So, and probably they are the biggest barriers. If you question, you know, if you're constantly questioning, why am I doing this? You know, and the ego gets in the way, then you'll...
Right.
Yeah.
What about the really common ones, and you might have some thoughts on this, time and money?
Yeah. I mean, it costs a lot to go to the gym these days. I don't necessarily think that you need a gym to be fit.
I agree.
You know, I think there's... I mean, I take... One of the things... I love running out and outside. I don't get, this is just me. I just don't get why people go and run on a treadmill when you can go and run in Hagley Park.
Sure.
You know, and you know, we've got so many places here, and it might not be running, it might be going walking up in the Port Hills. Like, you can get a bloody good workout going for a good walk.
Yeah.
We've got so much, you know, again, that's fitted in your lifestyle. I mean, some people love the outdoors, but they might not. Yeah, but the thought of exercising in the gym doesn't excite them. Okay, well, let's combine what you like, being outside, with, you know.
That's interesting. So don't fight. If you're not interested in going to the gym or you never like gyms, why would you go in the first place?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Find
something else. You know, you don't necessarily need to conform to what, you know, the world's idea of fitness might be.
Which can be very much a gym.
Yeah, gym. Yeah, and it... You know, expensive route.
What about time? Because surely that's the biggest one for a lot of people.
And that's tough. I mean, I'm lucky because I, you know, I've got, it's my job during the day to do it. So I've got time. But it's one of those things, and I think that's a tough one. It's just one where you've just got to go, well, it's unfortunately there's no other way.
Right.
So you find out what one works for you, whether it's early in the morning. Or it's later at night, or it's in your lunch hour. The only thing I can say to that will be, you will get to the stage when you will enjoy doing it.
Okay.
You know, it will help you if you get up, instead of thinking that you'll be tired, you'll actually be revitalised. And
like you said, there's a lot of other benefits, a lot of mental benefits as well.
Yeah, but unfortunately you'll only get that by doing it.
Okay.
And people will only believe that wholeheartedly when they see it themselves.
So that faith, that things that,
faith,
that you will...
Yeah, so being able to, and all those other, have someone there to get you out of bed, you know, to help you, to be that catalyst to help you into that stage where you see those benefits.
Which is, again, coming back to our supports.
Yeah, yeah.